Well, welcome to the Daily. I'm Carolyn Dennis, and this is where we get a dose of our daily scripture. So, the Lord gave me a word on April the 5th, 2024 at 6:10 a.m., and he called it a red tide is coming. Woo-hoo! I love this. It is a good word. So, before we get into the word, I want to give you a couple of announcements. I post on the daily several times a week, and lately the Lord has been talking to me in my prayer time, and I'm sharing His words with you. I feel like that I'm telling you exactly what he is saying, so I hope you will receive it. This is to excite you. It is to give you peace. It is to help you to not be in fear and just be expectant of what God is doing in our lives. I also co-host a show with my dear friend Audra, and we sh share Declaring Your Destiny. We have guests that come on and share their journey with Jesus and also give us a word from the Lord sometimes. And we also do Bible studies. So look for that. We ask that you like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Please show us some love and let us know that you are there, that you are viewing. And we look forward to hearing from you. We're intercessors. If we can pray for you, you can reach out to us at our emails. The daily is beautyforashes429@gmail.com, and the Declaring Your Destiny email is declaringyourdestiny1@gmail.com. Okay, so let's get started and let's hear the word of the Lord. Yay! So a red tide is coming. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the precious Lamb of God. He is high and lifted up. There is no one like him. Exalt my son and praise his holy name, the name above all names, the Jesus. King of kings and Lord of lords. Remember my son in all that you do. Tell your people about my son. Do not be ashamed of him, and I will not be ashamed of you. Stand fast in these days. These are my days, and they will be days of glory. You have not even begun to experience the goodness of glory that I am going to pour out on the earth. These are going to be days of awe and wonder, the most beautiful time in the life of you, my precious children. There will be troubles in the land, but they will be for naught. And I will deal with them as they arise in a speedily manner. The time is at hand, and you will see and taste my glory. You are going to be amazed in awe and wonder at how I deal with your enemies. They are my enemies too, and time is up. I have given them time and warnings. You say warnings? My Holy Spirit stirred in them to change paths and come to me. Many have relented, and time has run out. Watch and see. They will soon be gone, and they will never be your problem again in this time. I will deal with them. I am the great God, Jehovah. There is none like me, nor will there ever be. I can do signs and wonders in this earth like no other. I have great plans for each of you, my little children. plans to prosper you and to give you a hope, plans of peace and prosperity, a life you never thought possible, but only in a dream. Do not fear the coming days. I have everything under control, and your enemies are already defeated. They will not continue to rule and reign in my beautiful United States. The earth is mine and the fullness thereof. No man can take away what I have created. Pray for your enemies and learn to love those who despitefully use you. The hunter will again become the hunted, and all hell will break out in the enemy's camp. Chaos, confusion, backbiting, treason, and turning against one another. Spend time with me and my precious son. Look to us when you need help and call on the magnificent Holy Spirit, and he will lead, guide, and give you the words of knowledge and wisdom, the direction that you need. Do not turn to the left or to the right. Avoid the crooked paths and stay on the straight and narrow. Do not be deceived. There will be mockers and those who try to confuse or criticize you. Keep your eyes on me and my son, and all will be well with you and your household. There will be a red tide in this land, and the misery and chaos will recede like a gentle ocean tide. This red tide will restore my precious United States to the land of the free and the home of the brave, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where children are safe and evil is not allowed or tolerated. My Bible will be restored and prayer will return. My young people will gather and sing and dance as they praise my precious son. Rejoice, O United States. You are still the leader I destined you to be. Wait and see. The time is at hand and I am coming. Join me and my son. Rejoice. Your redemption draw nigh. It is time now, and all will be well in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Holy is the word of the Lord. Amen. Wow. Ooh, I feel the Holy Spirit just as I was giving that. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate the Lord sharing that with me and asking me to share it with you. Receive it. Receive it and believe it. And stand and do not fear. We are in a time where things are happening. Perilous days have come upon the United States and the world. And as I video this, we are 2 days out from the Great American Eclipse. There's also going to be a comet called the Devil Comet at the same time. The CERN Super Collider is supposed to be revved up at the same time as the eclipse. We've seen earthquakes in Taiwan and New York and so many other things that are happening on a daily basis. And of course, we know God's beloved Israel is at war. So I tell you, your father said to do not fear, that the most glorious times on earth are coming, that he is going to take care of the enemies, and that they are going to be gone very, very soon. He loves all his children, and he has given them time to relent and turn away from what they are doing. Many have not, and he will deal with them, he said, for us not to fear, and don't fear anything that you see or fear or feel, or even if someone criticizes or condones you, spend time with God. Look to Jesus. Spend time with Him and ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom and knowledge. And you know, I love this. He told us a red tide is coming. Now, I'm supposed to stay in my lane according to my spiritual mentor, but I think you can read between the lines what the red tide means for this country. And hallelujah, he said that the Bible will be restored in our country, that prayer will be restored, and young people will be singing and dancing and praising the Lord. He also said our children will be safe and protected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good is the word of the Lord. Thank you for joining me. Receive this precious, beautiful word from the Lord. He is so loving. He is telling us to not fear. Have the best day. I love you. And I'll see you in a few days. Shalom.